everyone. This is Mistress Brighton, and woo. Yeah, got a lot to talk about in this audio. The title of the blog is Mistress Aftercare, but before I get into that, I just wanted to address the fact that I haven't been on much, and the reason that I haven't been on much is basically, any of you that follow Mercury retrograde know that it started last month, and directly following that, it seems to be a very transformative retrograde, dealing with, I guess, death and rebirth and all of that good spiritual yummy stuff. So basically at the end of March, I lost someone very dear to me, and directly following that, and processing it, which I didn't do as great a job of as I thought I was going to, I had more than one person that I'm close with also deal with loss in about a 3 to 4 week span of time. I've had more than one friend of the family, just dealing with loss. And in all of the cases, it was unexpected loss, and they were probably processing their losses about as well as I was. You know, it's one of those things, you like, it just hits you. So I wanted to address that because I know I'm not the greatest at updating my schedule. So if you see me on sporadically, that's been why. You know, I'm very stubborn in the sense that even though I was going through that, I wanted to keep working, and I pretty much realized that I couldn't do that, that I needed to take a break. And so I've been processing that the past couple of weeks, and it got me to thinking about how sometimes we do not take care of ourselves the way that we need to, and especially if you're grieving. And I can tell you that within this circle of people that I know are grieving the same way that I am, it's been one of those things where I had to sort of force myself to stop. You know, and just kind of take a break and deal with everything that was happening. So I've been thinking a lot about that, and I just wanted to keep you guys apprised of the situation that I'm coming back slowly. slowly but surely, I have not abandoned you. I'm just still in that grieving process. And, you know, like I said, it was something that I wasn't expecting to, of course, nobody, you know, nobody ever expects that. And even if you're aware of it, you're not prepared for it when it happens. Like, you don't know how you're going to respond emotionally. So, you know, me being stubborn directly after, I was like, oh no, I can do it. You know, I can do everything. I'm going to get all this stuff done. And then my mind and my body and my emotions and my spirit said, no, no, that's not going to happen. You need a break. So, that's why I haven't been on as much. I'm working towards getting that back on track, because I miss having fun with you guys and talking to you guys and, you know, doing the whole hanging out virtual thing. And I miss my callers. However, this also got me to thinking about mistress aftercare. And this is a subject I'm going to be very blunt about. I don't hold back. I don't mince words. I have a bit of a pet peeve with subs who have a lack of respect for a mistress's time. Because what happens with a lot of us is we get inundated with messages from subs that want attention, or they want to do a scene, or they have questions. And what ends up happening is there are times when I will get walls of text that I won't respond to because I can't. It's simply impossible for me to get to every single message. You know, I try to get to them in a timely fashion. That doesn't always happen. But a pet peeve of mine is when you tell someone you're busy and they keep talking. Or you tell them, you know, I can't respond right now, and they keep sending messages. Or they see that your status says that you're busy and you do happen to say hi, so they think that that immediately means that you're available to talk, and they keep talking. And then they get offended when you don't respond. So I wanted to address that, and I wanted to address mistress aftercare. Submissives, I'm going to go ahead and say it, can be extremely selfish. They can be extremely self-absorbed in whatever their fantasy or fetish or what they want of a dom is. And, you know, not everyone is going to say what I'm about to say, which is, you know, you need to respect a dom just the same way that they need to respect your safety and your time and your boundaries and your limits. If you are a submissive, you need to show your mistress, you need to show your dom the same respect that you would expect them to give you when you're not available, when you can't answer a message, because there is nothing more overwhelming to someone who suffers from anxiety than seeing a wall of text or email from somebody, you know, from one of her subs when she's busy or when she's on a call. You know, that respect of time, you know, and respect of personal space and boundaries speaks volumes. I will not talk to somebody that doesn't respect my space and doesn't respect my boundaries. It doesn't matter who it is. But if you like bombard me with messages, you're less likely to get a response than if you send me one email and wait for a reply. And I feel like there are, well, you know what? I can't speak for other people. I can only speak for myself. And I have been blunt and said, look, you know, if I don't respond to you right away, because I've dealt with, you know, some unsavory characters throwing a hissy fit because I didn't answer them in 2 seconds because I either wasn't there, or I was dealing with some personal stuff, or I was on a call, or I was in a session, or I was writing, or I was working on something. And if you see me on Skype, or if you see me, even if I'm on in-world, like if you see me on Second Life, I'm not always at my computer. So And I can tell you that the sub wall of text and the constant string of nonstop messaging happens a lot on there. Like it's overwhelming the amount of messages that you get from subs. And I understand that they are looking for someone to dominate them. They're looking for somebody that is compatible. It's just overwhelming because every sub, and I'm just going to say this, and you can get offended if you want, every sub thinks that their needs are the most important and more important than everybody else's. Okay? All of them. And that they're being selfish. They don't realize that they're huffing and puffing and constant messaging and pouting is selfish and it's disrespectful. So this is just my PSA to say, hey, listen, don't do that. It's not cool. It's not okay. It's okay if you send me one message, but if I can't get back to you, I'm just going to tell you, look, I may not get back to you. You may not get an answer. You may not get a reply. Okay, because I'm you know, dealing with other things. And then in specific regard to aftercare, if I do a scene with somebody and it's a pretty, some scenes can be very energetic and uplifting for me. Like, perfect example, me shoving a popsicle up your ass. I kind of get off on that. So that's energetic for me. But there are some scenes that are energetically draining for me. And so after that scene, I need a break. And so if I do a scene that is energetically and emotionally draining for me, if I don't, that's the time, that is that space directly after where I need to go get a glass of water, I need to go eat something, I need to maybe get some fresh air, maybe take a little, you know, mini break and regroup. And the last thing that is going to energize me after doing a draining, just emotionally, mentally draining scene is seeing a wall of text from subs like, hey, are you available? I have a question, you know, and I know that some of you probably don't even realize that you're doing it. You probably don't even realize that, oh, you know, maybe she's away, maybe she's taking a break, whatever. I'm putting this out there so that you can be aware of it, so that you can be considerate and think to yourself. I just want you to think about this. I want you to think about, even if it's not me, any other mistress, like, okay, if I'm messaging this mistress, think about the fact that she may be getting 5 or 6 or more other messages from other subs looking for her time and attention, and that she may not get to you right away. And if she doesn't get to you right away, that doesn't mean that she's ignoring you. That doesn't mean send your message again another 5 times. That doesn't mean send a wall of text to her. It means stop. Send the message, stop, wait, and if you don't get a reply, accept that you may not get a reply that day. You may have to wait until the next day. You may have to wait until she has time. I believe in good customer service, so I do try to get back to everybody in a timely fashion. But as I explained at the beginning of this audio, I haven't really been able, I haven't been available to do that in the way that I would like to. So I want everyone to be cognizant and aware that, you know, I don't know what the ratio is, but let's say for every one mistress, there's anywhere from 6 to 10 subs. I'll go ahead and say for every one mistress, there's anywhere from 6 to 10 or more subs, depending on the mistress, that are looking for something. They're looking for her time. They're looking for our attention. And a good thing to do instead of, as opposed to sending a message saying, "Hey, mistress, I want this, this, and that," or "Here's what I'm looking for." How about, "Hey, mistress, how are you? How are you feeling? Do you need anything right now? Are you available? Can I talk to you about something? Can we discuss something?" And waiting for an answer. I take deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. See how easy that is? You ask first. Ask her how she's doing. Ask her if she's okay. Ask her how she's feeling. And then ask her if it's okay to talk about something that you want to talk about, as opposed to, "Hey, mistress, are you available? I want to talk about da 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 da," which can send a woman screaming, tearing her hair out. So I just want to make you all aware of it, because I know that some of you may not even realize that that's what you're doing. You may not even realize that you're overwhelming your mistress. So here I am, I'm calling it out, and I'm letting you know that this is the behavior that you need to check. And even before a scene or after a scene, how about, "Hey, mistress, are you ready to do this? Is there anything that you need before we begin? Is there anything that I can get for you before we start this scene?" And then afterwards, "Are you okay? Is there anything that you need? How was that for you? Is there anything that you would want to change?" These are the things that a mistress will, and I don't like to use the word should, but a good mistress, I'll put it to you like this. A good mistress will ask you, "What do you need? Are you okay? Are you okay with this? Are you ready to do this? Do you need to stop? Do you need to take a break? How are you feeling?" A good mistress will check in with you and make sure that you're okay. And a good sub will do the same before a scene, during a scene, after a scene. "Mistress, are you okay? Can we keep going? Do you need to take a break? Can I get you something?" These are all things that show consideration to both parties. And even when I'm being playful, if someone tells me that they're busy or they can't do something right now, cool, no problem. We can come back to it later, or we can talk about something else. I'm pretty flexible in that regard, but I feel like it needs to be said because I see it happening a lot, and if no one else is going to say it, then I'm going to say it. You need to be respectful of personal space, of boundaries. And if a mistress tells you, "Hi, I'm sorry, I'm not available," like if she replies to you and says, "Hi, I'm sorry, I'm not available right now," or "I'm on a call," that is not your cue to just send her nonstop messages like, "Oh, you're here. Well, let me ask you 500 questions." No, don't do that. Don't do that. That is a no-no. That's bad. That's very bad behavior. So I hope that this enlightens you. Oh my God, this is a long audio. It's almost 20 minutes. this is probably the longest audio I've done in a very, very long time, but I felt like it needed to be said, especially with my current mental and emotional state and everything that I've been dealing with. I'm getting there. I will keep you all updated on how things are going, but I'm making my way back, and I hope that this audio helps those of you that may not have been aware of your behavior. Or maybe you've noticed this behavior in somebody else. And now you have that eye opener, like, oh, that's what was going on. Okay. So if you have any questions, feel free to email me one email, not five. Probably this week I am going to attempt to get back into the swing of things. I can't make any promises, but I will try to get back to you in a timely fashion. My email is brighton@enchantrixempire.com, which you can find on our websites and on my blog, enchantrixtees.com. And that's where you can read my newest blog about Mistress Aftercare. And what else? Did I leave anything out? For those of you that have been, like me, having a pretty rough month, don't be afraid to just take a break, take it easy, walk away from the computer, walk away from the phone, go get some fresh air, go get a glass of water, go shift gears, if you need to take a nap, if you're not getting enough sleep, make sure you're getting enough rest, because when you're grieving, these are all things that can take their toll on you. So, and I say all of this with love and with caring, and I hope that you guys are all doing wonderful. And hey, leave me a comment. And if you'd like to talk to me when I'm available, you can reach me at 1-800-601-6975. And I hope to be talking to you all very, very soon. Mwah! Stay safe. Bye-bye.